This morning we had a very wonderful function where many of us had already spoken. So I'll just speak briefly. I had asked the question, someone had asked me the question, was Prabhupada an enlightened soul? And I was thinking very deeply, and I really wanted to pinpoint the essence. What was the quality in Prabhupada that made him what he was? And I was recalling one time Prabhupada was in his room in Calcutta, and he had returned from America successful. And he was meditating himself. And he used the phrase, "Why was I the lucky one?" In other words, in terms of what he accomplished. And I think he's reflecting also on his illustrious godbrothers, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was attracting so many qualified people in Bengal that Subhash Chandra Bose, who was the head of the Nationalist Army, they actually came to complain. So many qualified people were joining Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And of course, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta pointed to his disciples who were the traditional renunciates, no shoes, very simple, and he said that they won't be any use for you. But the point was, there were so many qualified people, and Prabhupada was meditating, why was I the lucky one? And then he thought to himself that he was 100% faithful to the order of his spiritual master, and he became empowered. And I was meditating on what was that faith. We also know that Prabhupada's personal inspiration to actually take up a mission and make the sacrifice that he did was based on reading a purport by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in a verse in Bhagavad Gita, Vivasayatmika Budhi Eke Ha Kurunandana, that one in devotional service is fixed and resolute. And the commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which Prabhupada was reading, the commentary was that means that one takes the order and mission of his spiritual master as his life and soul. So Prabhupada read that and became inspired because his spiritual master told him when he first met him, you're a young man, you understand English, you should take this message to the West. So what is faith? And I was explaining Prabhupada's definition. He gave a very powerful definition of what is faith. Sometimes we think faith is I believe or I don't believe. But faith is actually our level of conviction. And Prabhupada gave a very wonderful definition that faith means to trust in something sublime. So your faith is where you find sublimity. And we ourselves are finding sublimity, even as devotees, in so many things. But Prabhupada's quality is he had unflinching faith. His faith in sublimity was exclusive devotional service. He had full trust that there was nothing higher. There was nothing that would lead to any more auspicious goal than the service of Sri Krishna, no matter what sacrifice one would make. And he internalized that. And because of that conviction, he was able to communicate that to others. There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that says, Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij, that we're wandering from universe to universe, species of life to species of life, until by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we get the seed of devotional service. What is that seed of devotional service? It's the conviction that the best thing is to serve Krishna. The best thing is to give your life to the divine. And it's not just a theoretical experience. It's the actual taste and experience you have for that. Prabhupada gave to people in such a profound way, not just the conception that serving Krishna is the best thing, but also the taste for it. And then that taste grows at different convictions. Devotional service becomes so great that anartha nivritti, you're willing to give up things that have no value to it. And then your faith can grow more. Nishta, it's so good, I'll do it all the time. And then the faith, adau shraddha tata sadhu sangha, it grows to the level of prema. And the level of prema, there's nothing else in the consciousness but God and your feelings of attraction. And when you have that conviction in the heart, that communicates to others. And that's Prabhupada's glory. His glory is this, that it continues in disciplic succession. That same Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma jnavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama bhakti, pure devotional service. It continues in disciplic succession. So Prabhupada's glory and the proof of his state of consciousness is the effect that it had on so many people and how it continues to carry on. So this is a day where we pray and we open up our hearts and we renew our own conviction that we should step into the line of, just like Satchinandana Swami was explaining this morning from the 10th canto, there was a vision of Krishna taking prasadam with the cowherd boys, and all the cowherd boys were surrounding him in concentric circles. And Krishna was in the center. And Prabhupada made the commentary that when you put Krishna in the center, you become happy and blissful. That's faith. Faith means I want to serve the center, not to be the center. And for that, you'll make any sacrifice because you have that conviction, you have that experience. So this is a day where we remember Prabhupada and we remember his strong conviction because he's experiencing it. And because he's experiencing it, as Borijan Prabhu was mentioning, one of the wonderful things about these remembrances of Prabhupada is that devotees open their hearts. And when they open their hearts, what do you see? It's a very wonderful thing. You see that same conviction, maybe not to the same degree, but the same conviction that if we, in a humble way, serve the disciplic succession, then that same channel of pure bhakti, that same conviction flows to us. And that's what preaching is. You open your heart, but you have to have something that is there. And what is that? The mood of service that comes in line from your teachers. So this is the offering to Prabhupada. when devotees here come in that conviction, in the mood of service. So we try to remember Prabhupada on this day. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.